Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
A couple of things happening. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem was having, about an hour ago, was having a press conference in Washington. And Senator Alex Padilla of California, United States Senator, stormed into the press conference and started interrupting the press conference, yelling at the secretary, you know, the questions he wanted answered at that time. He was rapidly escorted out of the room physically by Department of Homeland Security and FBI personnel. He was taken out of the press conference into the hallway. He was placed in the ground. His hands were put behind his back, and he was arrested. Listen, there's a time and place for this, but you just can't storm in and think you're a senator and you deserve to interrupt a press conference that's ongoing where people are there to get answers, no matter what your title is. And hopefully the charges stay because no doubt should be arrested. He did not resist. He was compliant with law enforcement. He did push on law enforcement and refused to get removed from the room. But other than that, he never put his hands on them. He just made them forcibly remove him from the room, and he was using his body weight to push himself forward while he was yelling at the secretary during the press conference. I've shared the video. It's being shared on social media all over the place. It seems to be one of the hot topics right now. Senator Chuck Schumer, I guess, saw the same video that I saw and went to the Senate floor to tell the entire Senate that he just saw a video that was utterly disgusting, and he wants answers. Well, I'll give you answers. Your entitled performative senator from the state of California thought he was entitled, could go in and do what he wants, and was rapidly informed that, no, he cannot do what he wants. There are rules, there are protocols, and you just can't come into a press conference and start yelling at the Secretary of Homeland Security because you feel like you can because you're a senator. So we'll see where this goes from here. The videos out there, I have shared both that and Chuck Schumer's demanding answers on my Facebook page, so you could see it there. You also had today the Brevard County, Florida sheriff. There have been peaceful protests in other areas of the United States. Anywhere we're seeing trouble, Portland, Chicago, New York, San Antonio, Texas, and L.A., well, what do they have in common as far as who runs those cities? And that's where we've seen the violence. That's where we've seen these things get out of hand. It's where we've seen damage, some places worse than others. You know, New York and L.A. seem to be the two biggest at this point. There are protests happening in parts of Florida. Well, the Brevard County Sheriff, and if you're not familiar with Brevard County, it's just north of Broward County. It's east. It's Cocoa Beach. It's the Space Coast. It's that area just north of Fort Lauderdale, you know, to the east of the Orlando area there. Stewart and places like that. So that's where this sheriff is from. And he is the chief law enforcement for that county. In Florida, the sheriffs are the chief law enforcement officers for the county. Some cities have their own police departments. But the county is the widespread county police force there. Well, he put people on notice if they want to test the line between peaceful protesting and riots. And I'm going to play that for you because it was pretty direct and pretty blunt. But nothing he said was legally incorrect. So I want you to take a listen.
So I'm gonna break it down for you, all right? And if somebody wants to know what I mean by turn violent, all right, this is what I mean. If you resist lawful orders, you're going to jail. Let me be very clear about that. If you block an intersection or a roadway in Brevard County, you are going to jail. If you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired because we are going to run you down and put you in jail. If you try to mob rule a car in Brevard County, gathering around it, refusing to let the driver leave, in our county, you're most likely going to get run over and dragged across the street. If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at. Because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop. You're watching what's taking place out there. You're seeing police officers that are being attacked, being spit on, being put in harm's way just for doing their jobs. You're seeing ICE agents that are being targeted for doing their jobs. And you're seeing obstructionists that are doing all of this, standing in the way of law and order.
So that was the Brevard County Sheriff, Wayne Ivey, in a press conference today in his county, along with the county leadership, with the district attorney for the county, and members of his police force there, putting the community on notice. If you are coming to his county to cause trouble and not just protest peacefully, you're on notice. We'll see where it goes from here. Listen, you will have some say, oh my God, I can't believe he said those things. I can't believe he made those threats. Those aren't threats. Nothing he said was legally insufficient. Can you be a punching bag for the public? Sure you can. We've seen it in LA. We see it in New York. We see it in Chicago. We see it in Baltimore. We see it in Philadelphia. Should you be? Absolutely not. Does the law mandate you to be? No, it doesn't. The law gives you a standard of force, an escalation of force, and if you can articulate that there's threats, that you are in the process of being assaulted, then you have the right to defend yourselves and not become a victim first. Same thing as if you are a pedestrian and you're driving in your car with your children and a mob surrounds your car, you have the ability to defend yourselves. You should not just sit there and let them smash your windows in or rock your car back and forth and terrorize you and your children. We have come to a sense in society where these things are okay, and they're not. And it's about time, and it's refreshing to see someone say it's absolutely not. Hopefully more follow suit, because I promise you, you won't see issues in Brevard County, Florida. I promise you, you won't see issues in cities and municipalities and areas where this is zero tolerance for violence. You want to peacefully protest? Listen, we have peaceful protests here in our area all the time. And as long as they remain that, that's just fine. Have at it. Have your voice heard. Make your peace and give your stance to the public as much as you want. But if you're going to terrorize people, if you're going to inconvenience people, if you're going to block the free flow of pedestrian and vehicular traffic, you're no longer peacefully protesting. So I didn't want to start on that, but these are two incidents that just kind of happened in the past hour when we were coming in here. Because, listen, there are more pressing issues that I think are on our horizon.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.